I subscribe to the fact that you were probably just at fucking like Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah, he was in the weight
Come on
sector.
Now.
Anyways,
back in the gym.
Back in the gym and back on the show, episode 94. I think we're live now. Yeah, check it out. We're here with
Gay Susie. Bro, I drink beer now.
Dude, you're a fucking beer though. You got beer gut.
Bro, fucking bro. Truly fag.
Oh, guess what? I like a
Don't
wine
shame
cooler.
Me. Don't alcohol shame me, please.
I had many Trulies the other night. It's fine.
Truly, truly. You look like you would drink a Truly with that shirt on, Jim.
Sure. Nice shirt.
Yeah, a Truly full of cum.
I like the sound of that. Allegedly.
Paul Stanley on the show. Big get.
Big get, everybody. Paul Stanley from Kiss. Who knew he was from Ireland? I had
hey,
no
kids,
idea.
Thanks for the support. No blacks allowed.
I'm 3%. I'm 3% North African.
Paul Stanley, well-known racist.
Yeah, known racist, but conformed leftist, I think.
And completely straight.
You just said you like cum.
I believe you.
Just don't kill me.
Now, Husey, where are you located? You're in Ireland right now, Belfast. Isn't that where all the gangs are?
I'm in Belfast, Ireland. I might actually take this off because it's very warm.
Yeah, you should take that off. Let's see what you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jesus.
Wow. Put it back on.
Boy, you are in Ireland, aren't you?
yeah, no, Belfast, Ireland. So if you're ever looking for cocaine and guns, come on.
You're right
over.
There.
Yeah. that'd be quick. Sansa, that's how you got to lose the weight. Just cocaine and go
that's
out
what
and
I was
fire
saying the
gun.
Other night.
Well, yeah, I mean, he, well, I don't, yeah, he's been doing that for the
no,
last
but I
year.
I don't do it often enough. I only do it here and there. I think
yes,
I need
you
to
need
get
to
a
do it every day. You need to have a,
yeah, just for like
you need
a
to
month.
Grow out, you need to grow out a Coke fingernail.
Yeah.
You're going to have to
the
have
one
get
of those
one
guys
of those
at the rings. Gas station have.
Yes,
every
yes.
gas station worker
or
has.
Or Big A. Big A apparently has a Coke nail on his foot.
I think that's for scratch offs.
Well, me, when I left your house the other night after the big show, Big A looked a little unwell on your couch when I was on my way out. He
God bless Big A, because you know we never
did
know.
Did he throw? I want to. Did Big A throw up at your house? Because I feel like that would be you'd have to get served
no,
bro to
it,
clean that up.
This got a fucking cleaning service over there.
Big A, Big A had a night, man. We start well.
Fuck
we
yeah.
Did, we took a lot of fucking shots. So Big A,
I didn't realize Big A drank that much.
Big A fucking drinks, and he will come out of nowhere, just a real lean. I'll use Polycaster's word, leaner when it comes to shots. you'll hear the bottle open or a glass clink, and all of a sudden he just creeps out of the corner like an orphan looking for a piece of bread. But Big A, he's good. Yeah, best guy. Came out and did all the photography for the Coscob comedy show.
Nice. Heard it was a packed house, man. That's
huge
exciting.
Packed house.
Dude, that was great. It really was great, Mead.
Filled to capacity. We had 65-ish going. They had 80 capacity, but I have no clue how you'd fit them in that room because everybody was as close as possible. So
yeah.
With the gay rules, you know, the gay COVID, the AIDS rules. So we but all the comics killed. It was fucking perfect. Everything was great.
It really was. It was great.
Well, what's the vibe like in the comedy community now since the COVID restrictions fucked a lot of careers up?
Well, I mean, New York City, where we are, everything's closed. No,
I hear there's a lot of fags down there.
A lot of blacks too.
Everything's closed besides the assholes. There's all the clubs are closed, man. People are doing it on rooftops, backyards, basically what we've been doing up here.
Alleyways. There's that
alleyways.
Show in the alleyway. That's a normal show.
Yeah, I mean, they're nice. Trying to make it work, but it's goddamn fucking 20 degrees out now. And this is all, I mean, this is as good as it gets, you know, when we find a venue up here that's right out of the city, 20 minutes. We're pretty lucky for that. So all the comics. You know, I think it's going to be good for comics who are really good because all the fucking people who are shit kind of gave up. So now all the comics who are thriving are going to have a clean alley to success as soon as we assassinate Joe Biden and open the country again.
Yeah.
And
not only that, but the fact that they're doing
we might
the
get
secret
flagged
shows,
for that.
The fact think? That they're doing secret shows, they're going to even gain new fans by the time this shit turns around. You know, every Hopefully time you go out, these places are getting now, yeah, new gay fans.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Chrissy Mayer, this time last year, she was just doing some sex show once a week on the Compound Media. Now she's like the fucking queen of the right wing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is good.
Well, she and her interview show kind of fucking shot up. The
look at that. That's a comedian that was on your show behind you there, Mead. Hey, is that Husey, Larry Bea?
Husey, any comments on what's going on in Mead's background?
Get Larry
over
there.
Someone's robbing your house.
Husey's going to lose his shit if you get Larry on.
Husey said, call the cops.
We'll see if I can figure that out.
Yeah, no, but that's one of the things about Chrissy Mayer that I find hilarious. She's really gone very right, but I like her.
Oh, huge. I mean, but, you know, that was kind of the way to capitalize on the situation, if anything. Right. Because you know that started to be the new cool is to not be a fucking retard and say fucking girls are boys.
Yeah, and of course, Anthony here came dressed up as Chrissy Mayer in costume.
Me? Oh, Mead with his orange hair. I get you.
Classic.
Yeah, I just did a...
The carpets don't match the drapes, I'll tell you that much.
Watch this little professional plug. I just finished a interview show with the great Vito. That'll be up a little bit later. And one of the things we discussed was...
Hope it wasn't Don Vito.
No, I'm turning into Don Vito. But one of the things we were talking about was Chrissy, and I don't know. She's just grinded her ass off the last year. A lot of people hate on her, but I don't care. I'll keep saying it. She fucking works for it, whatever.
Yeah, plus she's the ones that exposed Stuttering John for the cunt that he is.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I can agree with you on that.
I you're Trump. Trump. It's like, what are you talking about now? Hey, did you ever notice that Trump has fucking weird hair? you're all stealing my material when you fucking say that shit.
Good one, John.
That's a great.
Hey. More like the president. You can use it if you want, but you gotta credit me. I made up drum.
Enough of this nonsense. This is a serious show. I thought Ireland. My local barkeep, who's from Ireland, tells.
Oh yeah, we're basically Irish.
Locked down.
We're basically Irish.
Wild bitch was saying that you can't walk like a block farther away from your house or something like that.
Who's he saying you can go get cocaine and guns where he's at?
Yeah, yeah,
what's the truth?
Well, if you've got a gun, you can buy whatever you want.
True.
Or not.
I don't think
you have to buy it.
Yeah. But or just ask for it.
Yeah, we're currently on lockdown until early March. Have been since December, and they say it's going to be extended until May.
If I was on lockdown, I'd put a fucking disco ball in my house too.
Thank you.
It's nice.
But he's not gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disco wasn't gay. Elvis was.
Elvis was gay. Before the show,
nobody to go against that anymore. So it must be fact.
Yeah,
Elvis
fact.
Was gay.
I did ask Husey if he'd ever been to the States before, and so you said you had been to the United States, and what was your answer for that?
I went to New York, and it wasn't much up to scratch. It was they can't drink over there. It's insulting. I gained weight, and I got a question completely off topic, by the way, just coming into my head. Is this more of a Compound Media related show or Gas Digital or both?
Ski, would you like to take this one? I'm in a garage. Ski Mask is, yes, no, this is, we cover it all here, Hughes. This is a,
This is across the spectrum, meaning most of us are autistic. But a lot of the people who listen are Compound fans and are big fans of Anthony Kumin and what he's doing over there and Gas Digital as well, because they're basically doing the same thing. They're all keeping free speech alive and that kind of thing. So we support both.
But no, because I got to ask a question about Shannon Hare or Shannon Lee.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
I interviewed her a couple of weeks ago, and she mentioned that it's been 3 years since she's got any of the sausage. And
yes, that is true.
That's surprising.
She's very, very picky. She likes prisoners, apparently.
I don't believe it. I think it's a gimmick.
Well, who's he saying it's fake? No.
I've been wanting to talk to you about this, Ski.
You're saying that's a work? Are we saying it's a work?
Wouldn't the greatest matchup be matching me up, who it's been almost 2.5 years, and Shannon Hare? Could somebody make that happen? I've been meaning to bring this up to you.
She does like a bad boy, so you already got the hairs already long. You're gonna have
tattoos.
Full sleeve, I think, before that happens.
Somebody get word to Shannon.
Get word to Shannon right now.
Fuck shit, piss.
Cut it, clip it, tweet it. Jim Stansel is calling out Shannon right now. It's been 2.5 years for Stansel here, and 3 years for Shannon? That would be like a spark lightning box. You may have to call the fucking fire department after that.
Hughes, would you?
I think you have a lovely smile, and I like the way you dress, but yes, I would. But no,
what about
Shannon? With Shannon, I just don't believe it. And I don't see how you get these like Oprah Winfrey's and Amy Schumer's, Lena Dunham's, all have kids and are married.
And husbands.
Yeah, and Shannon's got 3 years without getting a right up her. I just think, no, it's fake. It can't be real. Unless she's in there using a fucking vibrator like John
Maybe.
Bonham. You know
well, they're
going
to replace us, much like podiums are going to replace $15 an hour workers.
Right.
There was a commercial during the Super Bowl about that lady banging the
mayonnaise
instead of her husband.
Oh yeah,
Schumer's banging the android instead of her husband.
Yeah, how come that wasn't fucking confrontational, but Tommy Pope's commercial was? So
exactly.
Dumb.
Sure, I love the fact that Amy Schumer about 2 years ago wouldn't do a Super Bowl ad because it's racist. Now she's doing an ad for the most racist food in the world.
Yeah.
She's a fat cunt and I hate her.
Rack him. You heard it here first.
Yeah. And also, she's a real jerk.
Yeah.
You're in good company.
Yeah. I like this guy.
Yeah. She's fat.
Anthony Dunn.
He's had enough. He's very PC. You got to be careful with him.
Yeah. I think he went to go get a jar of mayonnaise.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably thought about two Amy Schumer jokes and laughed.
I got to credit the Teamster. Timmy brought up a good point. I already ruined it. We should probably just move on. No, but he was saying if you're gonna put another, you know, what was it? Fuck, something in regards to putting wings on an elephant. And if you're gonna put an elephant in a commercial, why bother putting wings on it? Something to that. Much funnier when he said it. I suck. I ruined it all. This show sucks. I'm gay.
No, you're good. You're fine. Now, Husey, do they air the Super Bowl in Ireland, or did you have to stream it yourself? Because I know you were commenting on it. I don't know if you watched it or.
I didn't watch it. I was watching Apocalypto in bed. I just thought maybe offend a couple of people by making fun of The Weeknd, who, by the way, is so rebellious that he doesn't even spell it correctly. That's how cool he is.
He's fucking cool, right? I would love to hang out with that guy, right?
Yeah. You should call yourself Ski Mask Host with a Z.
Yeah, with no A. Nothing more rebellious than omitted.
Uh-oh. How many phones is Larry using at the moment?
Two phones.
I live in the United States, and I illegally streamed the game because that's the situation I'm in these days.
But I just loved how the fact that Tom Brady made history yesterday, and what's the first thing Twitter goes, but he supported Trump. It's like most rich people did. They just would admit to it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he asked credit. Yeah, yeah, I got good, as much as good. I hate the guy. Yeah, he told Jim Nance to come a little closer in the post.
Yeah, I like that.
Classic.
Fuck him, though. Fuck him. It's not funny. Nothing to joke about. He ruined my life. Fuck Tom Brady.
Well, I like how he's keeping it fucking OG and not bending to this bullshit.
Yeah, for sure. How many people did he kiss?
His sons. You know, maybe if Andy Reid kissed his sons a little more, they wouldn't be dead or in jail.
Or killing five-year-olds.
There's no reason. Somebody brought this point up the other day. There's no reason for that asshole to be driving around drunk. He's a coach in the NFL.
Right. Why don't you have a private driver? I would never drive again.
That's what I mean. Yeah. If I had access to that shit, I would have private drivers all the time. You know, what is he? Especially with I get it if you want to go out for a little joyride by yourself.
He's white trash. His name's Britt.
I mean, look, there's nothing more American than drinking and driving, but still.
Nothing more American than that. I support it.
Yes, yeah.
100%.
There's nothing more American, it seems, than a politician with a scumbag son. And Hunter Biden's probably fist deep in a five-year-old right now as we speak.
This guy's all right.
Yeah, he's going Gary. He's going Gary Glitter on a 10-year-old Cambodian boy as we speak.
He's
yeah.
in Cambodia.
Gary Glitter, best wishes, get well soon. You're my man. And right, he has some good songs too. But the thing about Hunter Biden, and this is why the election over here, it actually became kind of pro-Trump, pro-Republican, I should say, as it went on, because the SJW crowd was so ridiculous in the media that they just wouldn't acknowledge the Hunter Biden stuff. It's like, but yeah, we could see the photographs, and believe me, I looked at them a lot. And
huge cock, right?
And printed them out, put it on t-shirts, put them up all around the room and stuff, you know, all the underage children for it. But the media don't want to talk about that. But Trump said pussy 15 years ago, and they talk about it every day.
I like that he said pussy.
Yeah, shows that he's a real man.
Yeah. So what's the consensus about Trump over there at the Emerald Isle?
Screw you, flat cat. Fuck Tom Brady. Sorry, I'm reading the comments.
Husey, what's the consensus about during the Trump? Was Ireland was about it? Or I know they don't stand a lot of bullshit over there.
Yeah,
so,
well, basically, what Trump did was he said he wants to make like America strong, not have to rely on anyone else.
Right.
That's exactly what Ireland wants to do because
because
we're part of the UK, our votes don't count.
Right.
Because we're smaller than fucking cunt England. So
they don't cunt.
Yeah.
Bloody cunts.
You guys are gonna have to recreate Braveheart if you want your vote to count.
Yeah, so we want Ireland to be independent. So on that sense, it was like Trump is right, make your own country strong. But then we all just get jealous of him because he was too sexy.
Yeah.
Hey, when Ireland leaves the EU, are you going to call it an Irish goodbye?
I just think Ireland and Scotland should just go and destroy England. I mean, just let's go old school.
I'm up for breaking restrictions.
Let's go take them over. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the problem with England. They're just...
they're just limey cunts.
Like, yeah, they look like they're made from farts.
Hey, that's a winner.
They do look very bloated, a lot of them.
Yeah, no and teeth. And have you noticed that with English people, when they speak, their top lip rises? And they go...
Right.
And is that why they have no teeth? Is because their mouth is always dry?
They've been brushing their teeth with fucking hammers and nails for fucking 300 years.
They also do a lot of this. They talk like this very much.
Very much.
Very much. Just last week, I was at the bank and one put one's tongue up one chick's ass. She's looking at one like, do I know one?
I got my wig at home, may I borrow yours?
Yeah.
And one says, you know how boring it gets when one's in the queue for the bank.
They really are the aliens from the Hitchhiker's Guide.
Nobody's worse than the Australians, though, Hughes, right? Those people are just.
Well,
like
those are.
They took
English people who were filthy criminals, put them on an island, and let them breed.
Like, that's a fact.
That's what you got. That's what you got.
Yeah, and you got guys with cracked feet running around and bleeding on them.
Yeah.
The Aborigines.
Inside baseball there.
Oh, yeah. There's one Australian I like. His name's Andrew Kemp, and he writes on his feet in blood and Vegemite.
Would you agree, though, that this is a very interesting time? Not that I was blanking you there, mate, but...
No.
This in the world of podcasting, it's kind of... There's a lot of drama going on.
Yeah.
There's all these rumors about Compound. What's his name? Fucking Figs is feuding with Chrissy Mayer, and that's
going
on.
Yeah, it happened right here on this network.
Yeah, I was watching. It was great. But I thought it was good that you guys weren't afraid to sort of call him out and Chrissy.
Yeah, kind of.
You weren't taking a side.
I wasn't on that show, but
well,
it was
that's
great.
The best way to do it. Fuck all this talking behind people's back. Just let them talk to each other. It's why we're here.
Yeah, as we always say, save it for the show.
We're a conduit. Mm-hmm. We're a conduit of comedy.
Yeah, so we have a thing we say, save it for the show. We don't even talk when we're not on the show.
We literally never talk.
I've taken a vow of silence until the live button goes on Zoom. I don't say anything during the day.
It's really a fact. I don't talk to Mead or Juggy or Ski Mask anymore.
We never talk. So I say there's a show tonight. They're like,
save it for the show. I'm going to get a tattoo to my fucking arm. I have a tattoo
to my forehead. Wait, I won't be able to see it. Maybe my hand or something like that right here.
Yeah, the outside of my hand.
Yes. Save it for the show. I'm still waiting on my commander's hat to come in the mail.
I was just thinking, you mean like, hope you got a I'm going to get a Commodore hat.
Yeah, the Commodore hat.
Maybe I'll get the Admiral hat then. You could have the Commodore hat.
Okay, yeah. Because I have to steer the convoy.
Right? That's higher than the captain, right, me?
Right.
Yeah, you walk around with a 17th century Admiral's hat on.
yeah, because I'm not steering the ship. I'm steering the whole convoy of ships.
Yes, no, I tell a lesser man to steer the ship.
You're correct.
I have a very large cowboy hat over there. If
let's
anybody
go get it.
Put it on.
We're not above visual gags here.
Yeah.
You can tell by looking at two.
We're 15 minutes in. Husey's the best guest we've had in a long time.
I know. Hey,
you're getting out of the park. Let's see how he blows it.
Yeah. That's an oversized hat. It's fun.
It's one of those ones you win at the carnival if you don't win the goldfish, right?
The carrot top of Ireland. They call them potato top.
Call me Ted Ferguson.
Are you doing a Southern American accent?
Black guy walks into a. Well,
that's the best Norm Macdonald impression I've heard in a while. By the way,
have you noticed that Norm Macdonald looks like Billy Corgan?
Yes! Wow! Holy shit!
I've never noticed that.
Despite of my rage, I'm still a rat in the cage.
I love Norm Macdonald. That is one of the best impressions I've ever.
I think they call it a cage, is what they call it.
Cage, you know, black guys. Should I say that? That actually hurts.
Another prop. Let's just do this.
Yeah. What kind of other props? What else do you have?
Who cares?
I've got a fart machine here.
Fart machine.
I love how he didn't have to get up to get it. He just had it right next to him.
Get it in England.
All right. I'm trying to think of how we can put all this together for the grand finale.
Yeah, but did you?
What
ever
else do you have? Just keep pulling props out. Who gives a fuck?
There's a comedian called Fred Stoller.
I want to be part of it.
Yeah, he told this. This story about Norm Macdonald. He said Norm called him up and said, "Hey, Fred, I just moved into my new place. Why don't you come on over? We'll hang out. We'll watch TV or whatever." But he goes, and then he said to him, "Just come around through the back and just walk in through the house. It'll be okay." So the guy gets a taxi to the area. He's walking through the house. He goes to the back. Norm jumped on him out of a tree. and took off running because it wasn't Norm's house. He just randomly picked the house and goes, "Hey, I got an idea.
Come on, we watch TV."
I got an idea, huh? Anybody got a camera? Fuck it.
Classic. One of the best ever. That'll be. He's definitely top three of comics.
Agreed.
My book.
Agreed.
Yeah, but
he's obscure. I've seen like the reaction that he gets from crowds. If you don't get it, you're not going to get it. And I've seen him in like a 3,000-4,000 person ballroom walk half the crowd.
Amazing.
Because they just are too stupid to understand what the fuck he's trying to do.
the problem with Norm is it's like he goes into hiding for months or for years. And then nobody fucking gets to see anything he does.
Right. Well, I mean, I wouldn't blame that in COVID in the era that we're in, because he does look like if he got a cold, he might die.
True.
Yeah, he never looked that well. And he's getting he's on an age now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's getting up there. But
fair norm. Whatever happened? He had that show on Comedy Central for like, but it came back for a bit, didn't it?
Did Norm Macdonald live show?
Yeah, but it came back again. I know
it came back again. He had a deal with Netflix to do a season, and I never saw anything else about it. But the one he was doing on his own,
like Artie's podcast, it came back for one show to read
one episode
3 months ago, and they said they're going to be back next week. And
I was so excited.
Anything.
Yeah, never heard anything.
I love Artie. We all love Artie.
But
if you turn that hat sideways, it looks like a taco. Just saying.
Oh yeah, turn it sideways. There you go.
Yeah, nice.
Hey, you look fucking blue. Yeah, but
like
yeah, But that's the thing that it's kind of sad is when you stay in the comedy world, like, what the fuck happened to Artie Lang?
Heroin.
Snorting fiberglass, apparently.
Yeah, heroin and fiberglass and cocaine. But that'll usually do it.
It actually looks like Ski Mask has come dressed as Artie Lang tonight.
What are you saying?
Because the nose
have
is coming?
No nose.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes. Yeah. Artie does have a nose. It's just fucking massive.
Well, I mean, you know, he's doing good now, right?
He's got the nose of a running back now.
As far as we know, last time I heard him, he was on Nick DiPaolo's show briefly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sounded high, though, I thought.
Did he?
Yeah. But he has a nose.
You
like...
should have played the fart noise over your burp. That would have been the real.
You got any more props?
Yeah, go get more props. This isn't a serious show. What are you going to talk to us? Go get more props. Who gives a fuck? We're nobodies, don't you know?
Let's see that double ender.
Double ender.
We're nobodies. We're nobodies. In,
well, I would. I do. I am. I am interested in an actual question. Is what before even in COVID and after it? What if any is the actual comedy stand up comedy scene like in Ireland? Because I honestly don't. I have no clue about it. Is there at all?
There are comedians, but they're as funny as finding a lump while you're masturbating. do you not think that podcasts have overtaken stand-up comedy?
Oh yeah, I think so in a way. I mean, during this time,
I think it was exacerbated or put on a fast track by this COVID nonsense. But yes,
I don't think this show wouldn't exist the way it does if we didn't have to sit in our houses all the time.
Well, I mean, when I started, it was because I only had to work a half a day, and I was like, fuck, I'm bored. I'm stuck in the house. I'm like, I'm going to throw a mask on to figure out what's going on.
Yeah. But, I really didn't know if there were, what the deal was, even before this bullshit happened to take away a presidency. What if there was actually a real scene over there? Because I know guys like Colm Tyrell, or who we love, is over here kind of making the best of it and whatnot. And that's the only fucking Irish comic I can.
Yeah. Are you sick of people just bringing up Colm Tyrell to you because that's the only person they know?
No. Well, he actually is funny, and because that's not something you get over here.
No, he is.
Funny-ish for a, you know, fag.
Hey, this guy gets it.
No, but the over here the problem is the youth are very woke, but I'm 36, so people in the 30s get it, but the youth are like they would get up and tell stories about how they came out from being gay, and it's like nobody gives a fuck.
Oh, I don't talk to anybody under the age of 30, so yeah. they basically don't exist in my mind.
Yeah.
Crumbum says he wishes Paul was here.
Crumbum, haven't seen you in a while. Where you been?
I talked to Paul earlier. Good egg. He's got nothing but good wishes for us, and we have nothing but good wishes for them.
I talked to Paul the other night about how Pauly Castro actually got laid
Saturday
night.
Wow. Yeah.
Who did he have sex with? The girl I was duetting with?
Paul, no. The retarded Russian girl.
We love Luby. She gets it.
She's not Russian. She was there like selling wine or something.
I stay in the living room.
We had a cast of characters come to my house on Saturday after the comedy show, and she was one of them.
Somebody, Pauly Castro had sex with a woman.
I think she's like, if there was such a thing as like Asperger's in Russia, it's her like that. She has what, like Russian Asperger's.
Tell me Pauly Castro had the braids. Please tell me that.
Yep.
Had the braids on.
Oh my God.
And she stole his hoodie, was wearing
one wheel.
Oh yeah. He had the one wheel. It was parked on my
inside of Mead's house.
Yeah.
Inside
I
my
did
house.
See that. Now, did he park it there or carry it there?
He carried it in like it was a skateboard or a boombox.
Oh my God.
So I don't know if what sex with him looks like. It's probably,
I'm surprised he didn't do it on the board.
Probably like a seizure, but he's I love Pauly. He fucking slammed. So good for him.
Where did he have sex?
I think I don't know.
In your house, though.
Yeah, somewhere. Who cares? I'm gonna burn the entire house down tomorrow. So
nice. Please
That's
film
just
it.
Big A was on the couch though, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, Big A's fine. I'll take Big A's like sweat mark on the couch over Polycaster having sex.
Hey, let me ask you a question about Karen Feehan. Is that how to pronounce the name?
Sure, I'll answer.
How long do you think it takes for someone to be out on a date for her before they go for that ass?
Oh, well, my whole theory would be like, you know, just give her the whatever the Patreon costs. Just hand her $25 and say, well, I don't have a computer. Let's just see your butthole.
Yeah,
I've always thought that would be like trying to, what do you call it, subliminally laid in like, hey, Karen, I thought we'd maybe go out, grab some coffee, eat your ass. do you think that maybe we could go to one of those drive-in films, sit my face, and then maybe, I don't know, go hang out? Let me eat that ass again.
I mean, it is a nice ass. Karen is, we love Karen. She's great. She's a good egg. She's a fucking great comic.
She did say in front of everyone in the crowd that she wouldn't have sex with me during her set.
That's true. At least
she did say that. Wow.
Nice confidence boost for me. Thanks, Karen.
Yeah, well, why didn't she say that about Polycastro and his fucking collages?
Yeah. I mean,
he was babbling in the
At least we
front row.
Know now, right, Stancil?
Yeah. Well, and I'll keep trying.
You brought her a gift and everything.
Yeah, I brought her a bag of drugs. Her a bag of weed.
It's got to be reverse psychology. She's only saying that because she wants to smash.
She's
Stancil.
Just playing hard to get.
She's only saying. Otherwise, she would never bring it up. She wouldn't want to hurt your feelings like that. She wants your pipe.
Playing hard to get. Yes, I would never have sex with you. That's
no.
Like,
she's just playing hard to get. Nothing backing her a corner and locking a door when you know the Roethlisberger.
Yeah, the Roethlisberger.
Yeah. Who else was that locked the door behind?
Matt.
Lauer.
Matt Lauer.
Oh, he had his own button to lock.
You remember that? Husey, Matt Lauer had like a rape button on his room. Matt Lauer.
I love it though, because the bigger the fucking liberal, the darker the scandal.
Oh yeah, you know there's right exactly. Yeah. The bigger the fucking whiny liberal, you know there's skeletons in those closets that are fucking rotting and made
skinny,
of
skinny gay bisexual skeletons too. Yeah.
We should always give black people the bigger jobs first. P.S. I fucking kids and eat them.
You know that's what happens, and like this is why with Hunter Biden. I just can't wait because at one point people are going to realize that, you know, pedophiles and sexually assaulting children, it's a bad thing.
Yeah, but it's also rampant in fucking D.C. and politics.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, and Hollywood, of course, who are the biggest fucking retards ever. So, I mean, out there, they're just trading children like baseball cards.
Well,
yeah, there's like the shitty kid who's in every pack.
Hit 1,000 times.
You know, the ugly short kid who just
hits, the ugly short
kid who
like,
just hits threes and he's the
Ronnie Seekley of kids.
Yeah, the Sleepy Floyd of kids. Yeah.
I'll trade you two chubby Asians for that slim blonde.
Oh, the rarest one is like a nubile, like Asian boy. It's like
a hairless,
it's like the rookie
one.
Car. It has his, instead of having his jersey in the car, you know, those were the top ones. They have like a piece of the jersey in the car. It'll just be like a little waft of hair in the car.
Oh my god, a wisp of hair.
It's a tie to the Charlie's Angels.
Nice being on YouTube.
This is the first
YouTube
conversation I've had with the three of you, and it's already resorted to trading kids for sex.
Well, pull out more props. What the fuck?
Course,
if you don't pull out
props,
where we're going to go to? Go get more props.
I want to know what the stats on the back of the card would be like when they got lost.
Just how many are produced.
Right.
God. Yeah, no dicks taken.
Yeah, when they met Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
First time they visited the Oval Office. What do you got? What do you got for us, Yuzi?
Prop wise,
yeah, you got some props.
I'll check.
I thought you said Proud Boys.
I'll see what I've got here.
His
I love this. First of all,
great.
It's fucking
so
great.
Far, so
oh
good.
Yeah, he's got.
What,
he's
what's
got,
in the comments? Anything?
He's got. An
what's
evil,
up, Brian Strong?
Evil sand blurb on the
Smokey
on the
Brooks. Wow.
Background.
How does Smokey keep getting hotter? By the way,
she does.
You know,
Tony, one of the greats.
Did you say Tony?
Yeah, Tony the Tiger. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, well, oh wow.
That's Tony pretty good.
Wow, go. Yeah.
Throw
that one in the garbage.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Well, the person we could throw in the garbage would, of course, be Captain America because he's dead now.
Yeah.
Or is he?
Oh, wow. Is there an Irish superhero?
A little
Okie-doke here.
You
guys have somebody to look up to? You just look at Americans.
Yeah, he's the potato
farmer.
The
Irish superheroes are called the IRA. And after they're done with you, you'd be quite Thor.
Oh,
wow.
How's that play on words there?
Now, what's the IRA situation? Is that an underground movement? Is that kind of like the Proud Boys here?
Yeah, you drink too many IRAs, it gives you tits.
Yeah, that was the thing, because in America, IRA is a Jewish name, and we are all like...
Well, you chose the wrong acronym.
Yeah.
Now, no, is the IRA known for rape?
Well, not officially.
So they do break your door down and do some raping occasionally, right? Like the KGB kind of.
No, but they've been known to, but mostly they would just do, you know, old school, break your legs, put a knife through your hands and stuff.
A hot potato
know?
Up your ass.
That's not rape.
Oh, okay.
They just call that hot potato.
Wow, he was very adamant that saying that that's not rape.
No, but so Mead, you host these illegal comedy shows.
Yeah. It's like prohibition here. We started out doing it like they literally shut down every fucking comedy venue around here. So comics are literally nothing to do. And I'm luckily friends with a lot of great ones. I happen to live with Larry Bea, who's a comic. And so we started. Yes, please.
Illegal. Lock him up. Okay.
He's actually Italian. So we started putting on these ones in my fucking backyard.
He's a burnt pizza. Okay. Take him back.
Victor Marso says an Irish superhero is the guy who didn't shit themselves at the bar. Your thoughts?
Well, it's not me.
That hero does not exist.
I shit myself. You ever shit yourself in a bar?
Of course.
Yeah, he did.
I did that recently.
Yeah, John Sullivan's.
Yep. Threw it in the trash and went on burning bridges.
Nice.
It's a true story. Shout out Jonathan Black and Elk so he doesn't like find where I live and kill me or something.
I shit my pants.
Oh, he's a good egg.
I shit my pants at a bar one time. And then later on in the night, I ditched the underwear and threw them on the floor. Me and my little brother went in there and he was like, dude, somebody shit all in their pants and threw the underwear down. And I like pulled down the seam of my pants so he could see that I didn't have any underwear on.
That reminds me of the story. That reminds
sounds
me
hot.
Of, it was I'm hot. Just... I'm not going to tell you the later half.
But tell me the story.
What was it like? So, what was it like, though, for you guys when you got to meet Anthony Cumia for the first time? Because you always hear all these stories about how, he's a fucking nut and he fucks kids and he's a racist. But then when
he's the nicest guy in the entire world.
The nicest guy you'll meet that fucks kids while you talk to him. Let me tell you.
Right.
No, he had no problem. He was great. He was awesome. What you see is what you get. I asked him, you know, the sad thing is I asked him to sign. I have it. I asked him to sign a cassette. I used to record O&A shows on my cassette tapes through my radio.
Yep.
So that's who I am.
Did he do it?
No, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Good egg. See there? Egg.
No, he's a man.
He is great. Anthony Cumia is a fucking, he's a savior for, whatever. Like, not bullshit. I can't even watch TV anymore. It's fucking retarded. There's nothing... That isn't trying
come
to push.
You're not going to watch CBS's number one, America's number one news sitcom with Queen Latifah?
Shut the fuck up. What is it called? The Equalizer?
You're not going to watch
You're not going to watch Equalizer and Queen Latifah?
Actually, I don't mind Queen Latifah. She used to be cool.
Would you?
I don't know. After seeing that Leslie Jones pussy, I just can't imagine what Queen Latifah would have down there.
Stanza, would you?
Queen Latifah?
Yeah.
No, that's pushing it. I wouldn't do that. I
looks
like meat
she
on the
should
bones.
Be called Queef Latifah.
Queef Latifah.
She's not an attractive fellow. She looks like she could dunk a ball.
She's what they call a handsome woman. It's a nice.
She's on that. She's on that. Like
no. She's what I would call an ugly man.
Well, some other words if you want to go down this.
She's on the par with like Serena Williams, which was like no.
No, I would not. What am I going to fuck Mr. Hands? No, thanks.
She's definitely got a horse. Queen looks Serena's definitely got a horse cock there.
Who do you think would win in a fight between Queef Latifah and Mr. Leslie Jones?
I feel like Leslie's dirty, so
yeah. She, Leslie Jones has much more anger.
He would pull an eye poke or you know a Captain Insane.
Yeah, Leslie Jones looks like Bowser from Mario. You know how hard it is to beat him in the final level.
Mr. Bowser, what did he say?
Can I share my screen real quick? It's related to. It's not the naked picture. Don't worry.
Yeah, 1 second. Here you go.
Yes, just share.
I think Hughes and maybe some people watching.
It's not the picture.
It's not the picture at all. It's just a. It's just a little something. I think you'll. Oh, I'm not even going to say what it is. I think you'll figure it out when you see it.
All right. Okay.
Oh my God!
It is.
You can't really tell what it is. It just.
Yeah, I think you can if you use your imagination.
I mean, it looks like a drooling gorilla.
Let's just say whatever it is, it's sideways from what it usually is. That's a vagina. That's a vagina that was like that's Homer. It looks just like Homer Simpson's mouth. Whatever. Fuck you. Fuck this.
Yeah. The worst vaginas are the ones that look like Muppet mouths.
Ugh.
The fat, you know, when you get like a heavy girl.
Fucking meat curtains.
Yeah, no, not meat curtains. I'm not even talking
about the opposite.
Yeah,
when it's
I'm not
all
talking
inside.
About the labial area. I'm talking about just the outside just looks like Homer Simpson's mouth. I think you know what I'm talking about. And they're like, there almost isn't labia present for some reason.
It covers everything.
Yeah.
It's almost like a fat pad.
What we want is that, but then we tend to sometimes get one of these.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's like at the end of Independence Day, they're just flying the giant ship into the mothership. So in turn, it looks fucking very tiny and it smells like a cunt.
Yeah, that's why I can't. Well, this is why I can't do big girls. I know people like Rickosaurus and even Stancil, like the girl, the thick girls. But there's always seems to be a problem with them in wiping properly.
No,
so you always get a little residue going on and a little stench. So I can't do it. I can't do it. I've smelled the worst of the worst, and I just I can't fucking do it anymore.
I only do clean. Big girls. I don't like him as big as Rickosaurus. He's a bit I do like meat on my bones.
Yeah. Okay. Well, fucking use it. Use a fucking baby wipe or something. I don't know. Clean your asshole. Clean your fucking asshole is what I'm saying. If a guy's going down there, do something. What do you want?
Well, here's a good question. This is what I always wonder. This is serious.
All right, let's go.
If you're on a date. I'd say you're on a great. Have a great day. I think I broke my mic deep throwing it. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound fine.
Right, you sound fine. Besides your voice.
Yeah. All right.
And general content of what you're saying.
I'm not gonna say it then.
No, say it.
Hughes, what do you want to talk about?
Just say it. What were you gonna say?
No, I was gonna say if you're on a date, you go on a date. You know, you go to the beach. No, that's a little bit much. Yeah. You go out, you do something during the day, you go to dinner. What are they supposed? What do you think? Slide off into the bathroom beforehand? I don't know.
Yeah.
At some point, you can't blame them, Mead.
Hey, if I'm getting you know, my salad tossed, I'll go over there. I'll go and just do an inspection real quick.
I wore a man pond Saturday night and everything.
He does. Wow. Hey, Husey, you ever heard of the man pond?
Still got it in.
The same one.
I've not done, but I'm fascinated to see.
This guy sweats an inordinate amount, and he has to have a maxi pad in his asshole.
The shit on it
to catch the sweat. No! Oh my God! No! You're fucking banned. I'm canceling you.
What is wrong with you?
What are you talking about?
It was fucking red. That was fucking blood.
Stancil, you got a hemorrhoids back there? You might want to go get that checked out.
Everybody's so scared to be healthy these days.
There's nothing healthy about what was on that wipe. Yeah.
It's not healthy about the fact that there's
If it wasn't on that wipe, it would be in my ass, in my underwear.
That was blood on the wipe.
You fucking heathens.
I said blood on it.
Well, is there blood on the wipe?
Yeah.
We need to
clean our minds by watching the fucking the Leslie Jones
footage. Where's your Hunter Biden trading card?
That was it.
Sorry, Hughes. I didn't mean to cut you off.
That wipe reminded me of the final scene from Philadelphia. Bohemian Rhapsody looked healthier than that fucking thing. Like that looks like the first sign.
Max G
of an
says
alien.
It's Max G said it's sauce from a McRib.
No, I had.
He's been healthy. He's losing weight. Let's talk about what you did. Let's talk about what you did. Let's talk about.
I lost 5 pounds. I rejoined the gym a week and a half ago.
Well, see, you're one of the most. You're a human anomaly because if he goes to the gym for like a week straight, he'll lose all the weight that he has.
Wow. Yeah, I can't wait to see this summer bod. I saw some pictures posted recently of him last summer.
He'll lose. It'll turn all into muscle in like 5 seconds. It's retarded. Wow.
Victor says blood is perfectly natural from the booty. I don't think so, Victor. Not unless you got
He's
some hemorrhoid
trying to kiss
problems.
Up.
Or you, yeah.
But the losing weight shit's frustrating because one of my editing jobs is I edit for these wrestlers. They do a show. Did you ever watch WCW in the 90s?
Sure. Of course. Hell yeah. That. We're the same age.
I had it for, it's a show that Conan and Disco Inferno host together.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And you get all these dieting tips and it works, but I just don't want to fucking do it.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to lose weight by eating healthy. It's just fucking.
Yeah. I mean, you're wearing a PlayStation shirt. I don't expect you to lose weight.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to get fatter, really, to wear that shirt.
Yeah, man. You got to fill that shirt in. You got to let people know that you're gaming.
Right. You also have to have like a wrist brace on from your carpal tunnel.
There you go. Now you're getting closer.
There you are.
Do you have an Oculus? Do you do the virtual stuff?
I haven't had a computer since PlayStation 2.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
This guy.
What are you on now?
This guy gets it. Who's Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to be the new co-host?
Yeah, you're hired.
You just ass by looking at your phone halfway through.
So why did Paul leave? Was it a feud or something?
Paul, it's all good.
No, he's got his own thing. His show
his own
was
thing going.
His thing was taken off. His show was taken off. And, you know, well, I mean, if you're going to have a legitimate show, you can't have a man pond covered in blood just pop
right.
up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You got to go off.
Plus, he lives a little further north.
No, you're all scum. You're all scum. So you all have shit in your pants, I guess.
No, I don't. I constantly check and monitor my asshole.
Here's what you do. Here's what you do, Stanzel, okay? You got to wait until you absolutely have to go. It all drops out, and there's not a lot to wipe.
Right.
If you go before you're supposed to go, a little glitz left behind, then you ended up
my
with like a 15 wipe.
My problem is the sweating and general leakage.
Well, the problem is with Stancil is his like digestive system is like the fucking everlasting gobstopper machine from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
So his asshole is always taking a beating.
General leakage
puff
is definitely
and push out stuff
like
every once
one.
In a while.
Yeah. General leakage is definitely going to be someone that fucking Amy Poehler plays on Saturday Night Live next week.
General leakage.
That's the title of the episode. General
there it is. I named it.
Hey, by the way, did you see Saturday Night Live last week?
Oh, absolutely not.
Are you ready to laugh?
No.
No.
But it's so funny.
Was it good?
They pointed out that Donald Trump has a weird voice.
Oh my god, I have to pull that up.
Yeah,
Dan, I can't wait. Another Trump joke? I didn't get it the first 4 years.
Boy, Dan,
they did
gonna
this
hold on to
great
that.
Joke. You're gonna love this one, right? They did this great joke where they said how all white people are racist.
That's
okay,
crazy.
Yeah, the fuck.
Yeah. And to mix it up, and this I laughed for an hour continuously. They did a comedy hip hop song.
Oh wow!
No, that's not.
Ooh,
holy moly! I haven't watched that show in 15 years.
Yeah,
Hughes, get your fart box ready. Ready?
Oh,
I use it. You ready?
Oh yeah.
Ready to use it? I use it for sweat and general leakage.
You've got to do the voice to get me go.
Oh, sorry.
General leakage.
Nobody's watching. Doesn't matter.
Everybody's watching. We have the 13 people watching right now.
Yeah.
We got a lit,
I'm kidding.
We got a
big crowd. Big crowd.
We got a lit comment section in there. Everybody loves Hughesy. They all love to talk about fat girls' pussies and how they're gross.
Yeah, Smokey says, not true, Ski. When you get those endless wipers, it doesn't matter how long you wait. Okay, Smokey, that's nice to know.
This girl gets it. She probably wears tampons, I guess. But
man pond.
Yeah, when like
shoes. You never
bleeding.
Heard of man ponds?
No, I just shower and don't eat much fiber.
This guy, it's gold.
I don't care. I don't care. I'm laughing.
This guy's gold.
The 10-year-old me is.
And this machine is brown.
Dead.
You know when those things are best in the elevator? Like when you're just in an elevator with like a crowd of people and you got one of those machines.
I used to have a fart
fucking
thing.
Fantastic.
Restaurants,
the casinos.
I'm bringing it to, I'm going to a wedding. Well, supposedly going to a wedding in May. This is definitely getting hidden in the middle of the ceremony.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Put it right next to the microphone. The extra, hook an extra mic to the PA.
Put it right there. Slip it into the priest's boy pocket. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's already got enough going on down there.
Where the priest's lover is waiting. Anyway.
Yeah, the priests are really getting fucking weeded out now for the fingering boys and shit.
Why? What happened?
Well, there's all these class action lawsuits against fucking dioceses. For all you have to do is basically say I was touched and you get $1 million now.
Wow.
It's fucking retarded.
Where do I sign?
Yeah, what do I say?
Well, first of all, they want everybody to be Muslim now, so they got to, well, you know.
I'm surprised Muslims Biden didn't put his hand on the Quran. I really am.
Muslims are great people unless you're female or gay or not Muslim. Like, as long as you do what they say immediately when told, they won't fucking kill you. It's not too much to ask.
The only thing I do agree with the Muslims on, I read a report today that Iran says the COVID vaccine makes you a homosexual, so they will not allow their people to take
it. I saw that.
After the certain need
of vaccine. I agree. I think you're a homosexual if you go get the vaccine. So.
After all this OnlyFans shit, I'm ready to adopt Sharia law.
I don't need no vaccine.
I need rock and roll.
What we've got to do is thank God for being gay and for rock and roll.
This guy's
Bill
gold.
And Ted cameos.
Where do we get this guy?
I don't know. He just he hopped in my inbox. It's very nice.
Belfast.
Yeah, Belfast, Ireland. I went there. I found him. I said,
"No, I'm talking about Paul Stanley." How do we get Paul Stanley?
Yes, Paul Stanley. Oh. Well, Gene Simmons was recently tweeting, so I asked for Paul's information.
Yeah, I was. Although, have you heard the rumor about that Dave Landau is leaving Compound Media?
I did not hear that.
That rumor's been going on for a while, but it's, you know.
What do you think, Hughes? Because I've heard that rumor, but I don't think it's true. But do you think it's true?
I think it all depends on the money.
You wear depends?
I do.
I'd rather wear a man pond.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not wear a whole piece of equipment when you can just shove paper in your asshole?
Yeah, I'm gonna start shoving Kleenex in old men's asses.
You get paid a lot for it, probably.
Hey, I think Landau's doing great on Steven Crowder's show.
Yeah,
so,
and he's touring a lot, so I have a feeling that they may end up making that more of a permanent thing, and Ant may go solo again, or look for one of you handsome guys to be his next co-host. Ooh.
That certainly won't be me.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, I don't think that's it. We have a bit of a...
Anyway. We have...
Wait a minute, what time is it there? Are you 8 hours ahead of us?
It's 1:30 in the a.m., which is yeah. morning.
Look at this guy. This what a fucking sense. Champ.
Were you drinking today? Are you drinking tonight, sir?
You been crushing drinks all night? Or
No, I do this thing now where instead of drinking every day, I'll just get completely annihilated once every 2 months.
Nice.
And I'll shit lava for 2 weeks, and then I think, nah, no more drink. And then once the smell goes away,
once my rotting liver starts to heal again. I don't know. I had a lot of pain in my fucking midsection this weekend. Something's not right.
Hughes, when you get drunk, Do you ever choose comics to say that they're not funny?
Yeah. Do you ever get drunk and rail on completely innocent, really nice comics?
No. But I just want to say something. Adam Berg is not funny. He sucks. He's not tall.
You're right.
Gino Bisconti. I'm not trying to offend the guy. He's not funny. He sucks.
I think that's a general consensus.
Dave Chappelle. He sucks. He's overrated.
Attell's a hack.
Dave Attell stole from my Facebook statuses. Fucking Jerry Seinfeld took my MySpace messages. Okay, they're all hacks. Nobody's funny.
Everybody's stealing your jokes.
This guy gets it. We're having a little fun here.
Did anybody actually see that SNL was really accused of stealing somebody's?
I can't remember the name of the comic, but it was pretty much almost word for word.
I'm gonna pull it up right now.
He was at the Cellar and he was doing a joke, and then they played it on SNL. And then he requested that SNL pay him $1 million.
I wouldn't. I mean, I would do it.
Yeah.
Ted Alexandro tweeted, "Dear SNL, since you stole my Zillow joke last night, I mean, it wasn't incredibly funny.
This is Sunday. This is like recent.
This was a day ago. And,
oh, I missed this. A day ago? Can you say that?
I'm half Sicilian, so yes, he can.
Oh,
yeah. We're all touched by the black hand. Zillow joke last night, Venmo me sum of $1 million, which is pretty funny because I would probably say more, but that $1 million is a good solid number.
Sending a million over a Venmo is pretty
funny. My full special cut up is on YouTube if you need more, obviously. And then he put a SoundCloud link. But
they're still stealing jokes, even though the comedy clubs are.
Yeah. So that was at 12 p.m. yesterday. Wow. And they literally verbatim stole it. Premise, deliver like the whole joke and turn it into a little stupid skit, which is dumb. Like, you know,
they're gonna get caught.
Yeah,
one of the biggest shows out there.
But I know it's probably just a fucking writer who literally had nothing to come up with because they can't make fucking Trump jokes, so they stole somebody's fucking Twitter. Like, not really. I mean, Ted Alexander is funny and everything, but you know, not like a huge. I guess not a huge name right now or something. I don't know. I enjoy him, but
yeah, he's working the Cellar.
You go pick off somebody's fucking tweet and turn it into your dumb fucking skit when you have, you know, it's 0 hour and you have to deliver something because the show fucking sucks and they have nothing to do besides talk about white people and Trump. So
it does suck.
Or just go to Pete Davidson. He's hilarious.
Oh, really?
Oh, He told the joke 7 years ago that I still laugh at for 20 minutes every day.
Victor Marcia said he's posting to Twitter now. SMC burns American comics again.
Yeah. Speaking of Ehrenberg, you've all seen his documentary.
Ehrenberg, yes. Ehrenberg is my favorite comic and the best comic in New York City right now. Yeah. Right now.
I only seen that for the first time just after Christmas. There's a girl in that towards the end who seems to be a college girl or a much younger woman. See if she's not legal age. Count me Hunter Biden, because I don't give a fuck. She was attractive and I'd like to talk to her.
There you have it. We'll have to go find out who she is.
Yeah, we'll have to set up a date with Husey and some plane tickets for Ireland.
Yeah, well, she's at a comedy club. She's got to be.
What's
18.
What's the travel situation over there now? Can you even leave? Or are they just? Is it just fucking?
You basically can't leave your house, and they're fining you if you're out, if you've been spotted out. So you can like go to work and come back, but unfortunately, I work from home, so all I do is just whack off. Non-stop,
nice.
way more than usual, and
nice.
It's embarrassing. But
you fucking arm, you got one. Your right arm's fucking huge.
It sounds like the Tampa Bay mayor. Do you guys see this? She said that she has instructed the police officers in Tampa to actively review the celebrations and find people
that
aren't wearing masks. Listen, if I was signing up for law enforcement, go fuck yourself. The last thing I want to do as a cop is go find people who aren't wearing a garment on their face.
They are not going to do
people that are minding their own goddamn business. Fuck you.
It's how many people did you spot out from the Lakers celebration?
Right. Yeah. You can't see him. It was dark outside.
You had me at she.
I'll tell you what. If they even tried to go after him, I know. The last bastion of freedom in Florida, Ron DeSantis, one of the best governors ever. Right? That's his name?
Give him a shout out.
He'll pardon all of them.
Yeah, let's get him on the show.
Shout out Ron DeSantis.
Yeah.
Ron DeSantis, come on the show. Let's hear about it.
But I am, you know, I Florida.
No, nobody's going to do this show anymore. Don't you know that?
Florida's looking. Nobody does. You killed everybody, Ski Mask. You fucking
people want to do the show. A lot of clout, a lot of talk.
I think you know, Florida's might be where I'm gonna live.
Whoa!
Wow! Yeah.
But just leave Larry to run the estate
with 50 Cent and the modern day Beatles, Migos, doing a celebration show.
Modern day Beatles.
Yeah, they there's no way they're gonna arrest and charge a bunch of people of color. So, it's just not going to happen. And then the infections may or may not spread, and it's all back to square one.
Yeah. First of all, why do we have a woman mayor?
Yeah.
Can't they just
for the jokes?
Right, Matt. Stance. Boy. I'll let you read this latest comment.
All right. Let's take a peek. which one,
Max G.
Victor? Oh, Max G.
Max G.
God, now I can't read it.
You can't read it? What
I can read? I don't give a fuck. Ron, he said, Max G said, Ron better not pardon Zumok. And I like to issue an apology. I want to issue an apology.
Sad music play. Cue sad music.
I want to apologize to Compound Kenny because he asked us not to give Chad shit, but.
He attacked.
You come after us. You come after us. You mess with the bull. You get.
I didn't say a fucking word about him.
Exactly.
On this show.
Exactly.
One word.
Well, I'm not privy to this.
You asked where he was. You were asking. You were hoping he was there, like in a serious manner.
And what does he do?
I don't know. He just goes off. So fuck it. Like I said, if you followed it, gloves are off. I don't give a fuck anymore. Like I said, with respect to Kenny.
Shout out to Chad's fake YouTube account, Danny Collins, always commenting on the videos.
Shout out Danny Collins, big fan, but I appreciate him continually talking about us on the following like 3 MLCs. Hopefully he did it again today. He keeps plugging it. So appreciate that, Chad. Keep it going, baby.
Thank you.
Thanks for all the emails this weekend too. Just got another one this afternoon.
Wow. A lot of personal emails, huh?
Yeah. He's a really busy guy.
Wow. Somebody must not be busy with a bottle of booze.
Been there, done that. I just wanted to issue an apology.
No, apology.
Anyway,
you know, Zumok, and it was very strange. About a month ago, randomly liked 2 photographs of mine on Instagram from about 2 years ago, and I don't know how he came across them. And I hope that's the only coming across that he did, because I'm not into that sort of shit. Know what I'm saying, girlfriend?
Holla.
Yeah. You don't get to eat my ass. Hey, by the way, what about that gorilla glue herd lady?
I don't understand anything you just said.
About the gorilla glue lady. Well, I heard about
that. Oh,
this.
My God.
I haven't read into it. Does anybody know?
Don't make the obvious.
That was just a bit to get famous. Whatever. Fuck
Max
you.
G. Max G has some. Max G says he's been getting his email blown up all week, too.
Hey, from what?
Anyway.
Send DMs, Max.
I just wanted to apologize to Mosca. That's all I wanted to do real quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next subject. Not worth talking about.
Yeah, anyway. But the Gorilla Glue, what the fuck is that?
Oh, it's strong. It's supposed to be stronger than super glue.
It's a load of shit. She just fucking put it in her hair to get a YouTube video famous. That's it. Or a TikTok.
I
glue my hair.
I put bacitracin in my hair last year.
The fuck is that?
Gel. It's like what you put on cuts.
Oh.
It's like Vaseline. I put it in my hair. Great hold.
Didn't you do that on the eating competition?
No, that was, we were supposed to be squirting baby oil. In
Yeah. Baby oil.
But it was actually water.
Really pulling back the curtain here.
Right.
By the way, taking the shirt off was a huge mistake. It's fucking cold in here.
Hey. Yeah, it's snow outside.
Yes,
yeah,
you're in a garage.
Yeah. Well, I have my Vornado heater.
Hey, Stancil, what are we gonna do for you to put that man pond in your mouth?
Oh God,
I'm not above it. You tell me. People in the chat, will anybody donate to a Venmo or so? Maybe not this episode, but.
Now we'll do it next episode. We'll save one.
I'll do it for $500.
Yes, yeah, so we'll have you eat 5 McRibs and
I'll put my man pond in my mouth for $500.
$500. Stancil will eat his man pond.
I'll swallow it for $1,000.
Listen, I can literally see the thief in the background stealing.
Can we do a super? Can we do a super chat?
What's he getting? He's getting away with it, man.
Well, he's getting away with it.
He's going to do a super chat and get donations here.
Join my super chat.
donate 30% of my fucking income. Make sure Trump never runs again. Did you ever remember the Howard Stern show? I was on that fucking show. I was a big part of that show.
I made out with Robin once. Black ass.
You guys continue to talk. I'm gonna show you my favorite stuttering video ever.
All right. I gotta Meads left. Ski left.
You know, just Jim, I've actually got a mild feud going with Stuttering John.
Oh, really? Go ahead.
I've interviewed him 3 times, and on the last one, I kind of trolled him by pretending to be like a Trump supporter guy. And I pretended that I find Trump attractive. So John got all pissed off, and then I interviewed the fucking Who Are These Podcast Guys.
Oh, those guys are great. So listen to them.
You're fucking trolling me.
Yeah, the Who Are These Podcast is good stuff. I listened to them this morning. They're in the weekly rotation.
Nice.
It's only a matter of time, I feel like, until we're put on the guillotine. But whatever, I don't care.
The guillotine.
Yeah. Yeah, because like the week before, I've interviewed the guy Carl from Who Are These Podcasts too. I happened to put out the worst episode I ever done.
Uh oh.
Can you guys see this?
Is this live? Is this another angle of Meads' house?
Professional basketball player. What teams have you played for, Eric?
Well, my first year, I played in.
Eric is now stuck on the letter
M. The fart machine. Play the fart machine.
Played in.
He desperately tries to break the cycle.
I have played in. My first year, I played in.
This is now Eric's fourth attempt.
Oh my God. I shouldn't be laughing at that, but.
I was laughing more at the fart machine instead.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if Anthony Cumia tends to get that type of stutter when he's trying to pronounce. It seems like he's trying to pronounce Nigeria.
Hey, always something happens. He can never finish the name of that country. I don't know.
Jim, are you good at spelling?
I was an English. I still am an English major. Actually, go ahead.
Hello, major.
HILLOMAJOR.
Do you know how to spell the first 3 letters of Nigeria?
NIG.
So what's the final letter?
R.
No, sorry, the of the three you pronounced.
You're not gonna
can't fool a pro, Husey.
By the way, what's that medical drama that what's his
Speck!
Name? George Clooney used to be.
Sorry.
Gay's Anatomy?
Yes, that's what it is. Anthony Cumia can't stop saying Grey's Anatomy.
Yes.
He won't let a gray person anywhere near his house.
There you go.
You have your own podcast, right?
I certainly do. It's called
Just Fart Machines and Cowboy Hats. That's the name of it.
It is. I've got... It's called It's Husey Hello. It's an allegedly comedy interview show. This Thursday, I'm recording with Ralph Sutton from.
Nice. That's a good get.
I've got I don't know if you're ever a fan of old school pro wrestling. I've Vince Russo on next week.
Yeah.
And it seems like, because I'm a big boxing guy, as you could tell, look at these hands.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever know Frank Bruno. Do you remember that name?
I'd be lying if I say I did.
Yeah, he was the black boxer.
Oh, that one?
Yeah. Well, he was like a former heavyweight champion. He fought and lost to Tyson. So so I've got him coming up. And it's all good. I think I'm supposed to have Gino Pisconti coming on, despite the fact that Aaron Berg's not funny. And hopefully it all works out in the end.
It will all That's work awesome. Out indeed. Awesome. Stance, you got anything coming up this week?
We're back to the normal schedule, I guess, which is nice. Sports Mass coming up later this week. Yeah, we'll have the Super Bowl wrap up, and we'll start I've already started transitioning, but the show will start transitioning, into the NHL and MLB coming up, and NFL hot stove, and I don't know, maybe we'll suck each other off. Who knows?
Yeah, suck each other off at a tub. Fuck it. Who cares? Eat each other's man ponds. That's what we do now.
I'm telling you, $500 to put in my mouth, $1,000 to swallow it. Let's make it happen, guys.
$1,000 to swallow. Make it happen. I want to see this guy eat a man pond. $1,000 to swallow. All right. We'll be back probably Wednesday if all else fails. Husey, thank you. We'll have you back. Hell of a guest.
I would definitely come back for a percentage.
Percentage of my man pond winnings, I'll give you.